you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
Hi, Rabbi Brian. I'm recording this in May. But there's something that happened at the bus stop. I dropped my daughter off at bus stop in the morning, most days a week. And sometime in October, November, another dad, often there are dads doing the drop-off at the bus stop, one of the dads I noticed was kind of avoiding me. It seemed like he was avoiding me, at least, and I said, hey, listen, did I do something to offend you? He was kind of standoffish. And he looked at me and he said, yeah. And I thought, oh my God, what did I do? And I tried to think of what it was so I could apologize. And he said, I said, what was it? I don't know what it was. And he said, I don't want to tell you. I was like, oh, shit. I mean, how am I going to... Okay. It was October, November. And in the meanwhile, I've interacted with his child and spoken about how his child's done in spelling because I volunteered in the third grade to help with spelling. And always been very cordial. But this dad's been, you know, kind of avoids me. Until this is May, the second week of May, last week. And the dad says, I'm walking and I'm talking on the headset with my sister. And the dad's there and pulls me, is like, wants to talk to me. So I drop the headset and I'm like, yeah, what's up? And I actually never disconnected my sister. So she got to hear the whole thing on the headset. And the dad says, I'm going to tell you, I've been thinking about, you remember there's that thing that I told you offended me. I was like, yeah, what was it? And dad says, back in kindergarten, when our kids were in kindergarten. And I'm like, oh my God, this was almost 4 years ago. What did I do to be so offended? And the dad said, well, we're on the playground in the kindergarten and we're doing pickup and I said to you, hey, Brian, it's good to see you. And you said, yes, apparently I'm good to see. And I thought that was really, really arrogant and obnoxious. The meaning of communication is in the response elicited, regardless of intention. The meaning of communication is in the response elicited, regardless of intention. It doesn't matter what I intended. The meaning of communication is in how it's taken, not in how it's meant. The meaning of communication is in the response elicited. 999 people would have said I was innocent. But to this person, I had said something offensive. And so I apologize. And how we all have to do this in our life from time to time. We did not mean harm, but they took it that we did harm. And so we must apologize. I'm Rabbi Brian. Please make sure to go to rotb.org, find out more about how to develop spiritual fitness. Make sure to subscribe to watching these videos. And send a note to the people at Georgetown Brewing Company, because I love this beer. If you like a West Coast IPA, this is the most fantastic IPA that I know of. And I live in Portland. We have awesome IPAs. This is an empty box, because I drank the beer. Hashtag Georgetown Brewing Company. Tell them Rabbi needs some more beer. Tell them you like the beer too. I don't know how sponsorship stuff works. For all I know, I'm offending them by doing this, right? I could be. Hey, Georgetown, I'm sorry. You're my peeps. All right, lots of love to you. I'm Rabbi Brian. And also, if I have offended you, anyone out there, please tell me so I can know about it. If you have to wait 3.5 years to tell me now. Or when you're ready.